Welcome to Abide's Sleep Meditations. I'm Tyler Boss. Today's meditation is brought to you by our partners at Life Audio. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more. Head over to lifeaudio.com now. Remember, you can have full access to all our sleep stories commercial-free. Just text ABIDE to 22433 for 25% off the app. Now, relax your mind and body as we hear tonight's sleep story.
Hello, and welcome to the sleep story from Abide. I'm Chloe, and it's wonderful to have you join me tonight for a masterpiece in the making. If you've ever doubted that God has created you for great things, according to a detailed and intricate design, then tonight's story is for you. You are made to His precise and glorious specifications. Paul tells us very clearly in Ephesians 2 verse 10, "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do the good things He has planned for us long ago." Tonight, you'll be discovering in greater depth about how you are God's magnum opus, His masterful work of art. As you listen and soak in scriptures and psalms, may self-doubts and feelings of being less than others fade away. May the living and active Word of God pierce the lies of the enemy, and may you rest in the truth that you are priceless, precious beyond measure, and unique in all of God's creation. God carefully designed you and planned incredible things for you long ago. He knit you in your mother's womb and destined you for greatness. He is redeeming all wrong turns and pain, and is making beauty out of ashes. Precious one, He is calling you deeper into His love and into His purposes. He has a future and a hope for you that are worth waiting for, worth praying for, worth believing for. So, precious one, relax and listen as the truth of God permeates your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. First of all, I invite you to make yourself comfortable and cozy under the covers. Plump the cushions beneath you. Let your head and neck grow heavy and sink into the soft pillows. Release the stresses and worries of the day, and let go of any tension that has collected in your face and jaw. Breathe gently and deeply as you let the peace of God enfold you. Inhale and hold. Exhale and release. Take a few more deep breaths like this and feel yourself surrendering your cares to Him, knowing He cares deeply for you. Everything that matters to you matters to your Father in heaven. Still your mind by bringing your attention to your breathing rhythm. Often, when your mind is busy and going to and fro, bringing your focus to something very simple, like the wind gently moving a tree branch outside your window, or the soothing pattern of your breathing, can start to calm your mind. for the next few moments, simply listen to your own natural inhalations and exhalations, like the tidal waves at the ocean shore. In and out, in and out, in and out. Feel your belly rise and fall. Feel your mind calming down and your body entering into deep rest. Keep your attention on this for as long as you want. I also invite you to let the Holy Spirit guide you. He has given you the breath in your lungs, and He sustains your very being by His grace and power. Fresh oxygen is nourishing your body. Breathe out your thanks to Him for such love and mercy. He doesn't leave you to breathe on your own. He is completely invested in doing even the most basic parts of life with you. What a marvelous and loving Creator we have. Before we continue this bedtime meditation, let me pray over you. Dear Father God, there is no one like you. None in all the heavens or on the earth. There is no one more wonderful or loving, more kind or more caring, or more masterful than you. I pray that you would gently draw your child's attention and affection toward you tonight. Lead their focus away from the cares of this world and toward you, their all-powerful Creator and Lord. Holy Spirit, I ask that you would reveal yourself to them tonight. Give them comfort and strength, protection and guidance. Show them the plans you have for them, the glorious and marvelous plans for their life, the hope-filled future that is beyond their wildest dreams. Grant the desires of their heart, Lord, the ones you have placed there to fulfill. And Lord, would you give them the answers that they cannot find in the world? In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Allow me to read our beginning scripture to you again. Let these Holy Spirit-inspired words fill your mind and sink deeply into your soul and spirit. From the New Living Translation, Ephesians 2:10 tells us, "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do the good things He has planned for us long ago." The Voice Bible reiterates the passage in this way: "For we are a product of His hand, heaven's poetry etched on lives, created in the anointed Jesus to accomplish the good works God arranged long ago." Precious listener, you, yes, you are in fact heaven's poetry, the product of the hands of Jehovah God Himself, created in the anointed and holy Son of God, our Messiah, to fulfill the grand purposes He marked out for your life long, long ago. Let the knowledge of that impact your heart. It is an enormous truth. He has made you out of nothing, crafted you and fashioned you by His very own hand, written a totally unique story for your life, and has put His seal of approval over you. He has written your story to be one that blesses many, many people, and one that will endlessly delight your heart. God has engineered his plan to perfectly fit the makeup of who you are. His blueprints and plans are beyond what you yourself can conjure up. You might have really exciting dreams for yourself, but I promise you, God's plan will blow them out of the water. He has wired you to love and to be loved first and foremost. So no matter what his particular plans are, it is a destiny filled with love. From Father, Son, and Holy Spirit to you, and from you back to them, and from others to you, and you back to them. And that love will nourish and sustain you through any challenges that this life can bring. God's plans are filled with hope and wonder, but we do live in a fallen world, so love must sustain us. The Lord will strategically place his people in your path to give mutual support and encouragement to you and to uplift your spirit. Perhaps you are thinking even now of those precious few people, kindred spirits, who have been with you through the good times and the bad, to help you grasp a hold of God's incredible plans for you. Nothing, absolutely nothing, happens in God's world without his knowledge. So when you commit your way to God, he will guide and sustain you. Psalm 37:5 in the Voice Bible says, "Commit your path to the Eternal. Let him direct you. Put your confidence in him, and he will follow through with you." God will direct you as you trust in him, and he will follow through with all his plans. As you earnestly seek to do his will, you can't go wrong. When we sincerely try to hear his voice and be guided on his path for us, even if we make a wrong step, he sees our heart and can easily redirect us back onto his way. Conversely, when we are stubbornly pursuing our will, thinking it's the best, we can go in the opposite direction and make things more painful for ourselves and our loved ones. This walk with God takes trust, childlike trust. The Amplified Bible puts Psalm 37:5 this way. "Commit your way to the Lord. Roll and repose each care of your load onto him. Trust, lean on, rely on, and be confident also in him, and he will bring it to pass." We can confidently lean on him as he reveals our way to us. You may have heard it said, God is a lamplight God, not a floodlight God. You see, beloved one, he won't give us the whole blueprint of our lives, because if he did, we would probably get scared at the enormity of it. We would doubt his decision to choose us for such a grand scheme. We'd probably feel very ill-equipped for the task and back down. Lastly, knowing the future would not require faith or intimacy, because we would know everything. Most of all, God wants children and friends, and that means daily trusting him and walking with him when we can't see the future. The journey with God is better than the destination. Adam and Eve walked in the cool of the day with him, and that was more important than where they were walking to. Precious one, without faith, it is impossible to please God. So I encourage you to walk in faith, hand in hand with him, as he guides and directs your path. He has pre-planned an astounding future for you, beyond your wildest dreams. But walking with him toward that desired future is better than getting to that grand destination without him. Let him take your hand tonight and lead you. You are his most beloved one, his masterpiece of masterpieces. As I said earlier, you are his magnum opus. Do you know a magnum opus in Latin literally means greatest work? The Oxford English Dictionary describes magnum opus as a work of art, music, or literature that is regarded as the most important or best work that an artist, composer, or writer has produced. You, precious child of God, yes, you are the greatest work of art, music, and literature that our Creator God has ever made. You are crafted by His very hands, knit together in your mother's womb. As sleep enfolds you, let the stunning words of David in Psalm 139 enfold you also. Allow the intricacy of God's handiwork become real to you. Allow His detailed design of your whole being saturate you. Nothing was left to chance when He designed you. You are not a mistake. You are His greatest workmanship. Every detail has been created by the master craftsman himself. This text from Psalm 139:1-18 is taken from the Voice translation. Oh, Eternal One, you have explored my heart and know exactly who I am. You even know the small details, like when I take a seat and when I stand up again. Even when I am far away, you know what I'm thinking. You observe my wanderings and my sleeping, my waking and my dreaming, and you know everything I do in more detail than even I know. You know what I'm going to say long before I say it. It is true, Eternal One, that you know everything and everyone. You have surrounded me on every side, behind me and before me, and you have placed your hand gently on my shoulder. Oh, it's the most amazing feeling to know how deeply you know me, inside and out. The realization of it is so great that I cannot comprehend it. Can I go anywhere from your spirit? Is there anywhere I can go to escape your watchful presence? If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in the realm of the dead, you are there. If I rise on the wings of morning, if I make my home in the most isolated part of the ocean, even then you will be there to guide me. Your right hand will embrace me, for you are always there. And even if I'm afraid and think to myself, there's no doubt that the darkness will swallow me, the light around me will soon be turned to night. You can see in the dark, for it is not dark to your eyes. For you, the night is just as bright as the day. Darkness and light are the same to your eyes. For you shaped me, inside and out. You knitted me together in my mother's womb long before I took my first breath. I will offer to you my grateful heart, for I am your unique creation, filled with wonder and awe. You have approached even the smallest details with excellence. Your works are wonderful. I carry this knowledge deep within my soul. You see all things. Nothing about me was hidden from you. As I took shape in secret, carefully crafted in the heart of the earth before I was born from its womb, you see all things. You saw me growing, changing in my mother's womb. Every detail of my life was already written in your book. You established the length of my life before I ever tasted the sweetness of it. Your thoughts and plans are treasures to me, oh God. I cherish each and every one of them. How grand in scope. Wow. How many in number. If I could count each one of them, they would be more than all the grains of sand on earth. Their number is inconceivable. Even when I wake up, I am still near to you. Let God's thoughts and plans be treasures to you, precious listener. Cherish each and every one of them. Let this love settle into your soul as you meditate on His word. He sees all things. Nothing about you was hidden from God. As you took shape in secret, you were carefully crafted in the heart of the earth before you were born from the womb. Nothing about you was accidental or haphazard. God shaped you inside and out. He knitted you together in your mother's womb long before you took your first breath. Your very breath is given and sustained by God Most High. Job 33:4 tells us, God's Spirit has fashioned us, and the breath of the Highest One imparts life to us. He imparts the breath of life to you every moment of the day. He is so intimately aware of you, your comings and goings, your thoughts and feelings. Everything that is open and hidden, He knows it all. He understands you better than you will ever understand yourself. Let's tell God directly how grateful we are for such love. Good and gracious Father, thank you for your intimate knowledge of this precious listener. You know their deepest thoughts and feelings better than they ever will. You hear the prayers they pray in secret. You hear the groanings that they can't even utter. Your affection for them outnumbers the grains of sand on every shore in the whole world. Such tenderness is beyond what we can fathom. So, Lord, we praise you. We worship you for such an overwhelming love. As this child sleeps, may they dream of your love. As they wake, may their first thought be of your nearness and your joy in them. May they go through each day celebrating that you have carefully designed them exactly as they are, as your greatest work of art. May you quell all of the lies that seek to dismantle the truth of this. May they walk with you, knowing that you do not make junk, and you call them very good. Oh Lord, blow away all low self-esteem and insecurities by the breath of your word. Let the power of the scriptures go deep into their souls and plant the truth in their hearts. Give them sweet rest and peaceful sleep tonight. Holy Spirit, would you come and bear their burdens, so that they may only carry what's gentle and light. In the wonderful name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Continue to lie here in perfect rest. Let the peace of God enfold you. Consider the words of God again from Ephesians 2 verse 10. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do the good things he has planned for us long ago. Allow your thoughts to wander as you think of his glorious plans, the plans for a future and a hope. To prosper you and not to harm you. Plans that will delight your heart. Now listen as I read another scripture from Ephesians 1:6 in two different translations. First in the Amplified. And I am convinced and sure of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will continue until the day of Christ Jesus, right up to the time of his return, developing that good work and perfecting and bringing it to full completion in you. And in the Voice translation, I am confident that the Creator, who has begun such a great work among you, will not stop in mid-design, but will keep perfecting you until the day Jesus, the Anointed, our liberating King, returns to redeem the world. He holds you in the palm of his loving hand, and he is continuing to shape you and mold you. Even in those areas you may think are too far gone, mistakes that you don't even think God could redeem, flaws that you feel are beyond his power to make beautiful. Oh, I assure you, precious listener, he is in the business of astonishing redemption. It's his specialty to make what's broken and cracked into something whole and healed. Allow him to come into those areas. Allow the Creator to come and create another masterpiece out of the broken pieces of your life. That includes the pieces of your family's lives, the pieces of your heart, your mind, your health, and your whole being. Jesus is your Savior and Redeemer, and he created you. So he knows how to make even better what gets broken. He is indeed a master craftsman. join me as we close this time together in prayer. Loving Father, we praise you and glorify you for the deep and incredible love you have for us. Thank you for making beauty out of us and for picking up our broken pieces and making them into a colorful mosaic of your grace. You are so good at creating and recreating. You are such an awesome God. We love you. In your Son's name, amen. Listen one last time to Ephesians 2 verse 10. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do all the good things He planned for us long ago. You are a masterpiece, His greatest work. And He's not done with you. You are a masterpiece in the making.